Yeah.
Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Eduus and beseech Cynthia that they be of the same mind in the Lord. I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with the common also and with others, my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
I want that verse. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Paul says to Philippian church, rejoice. You know, this is the epistles, all these letters by Paul are written from prison.
Right. Amen.
Somebody from prison writing rejoice, can you imagine? Mm-hmm. If I am in prison, I may say, please pray. There are no facilities. There is no fan. No AC. No light. But Paul, he's not at all complaining about anything. No food. Paul says, hey, rejoice.
Amen. Amen.
He's a tough guy, I know. I should meet him soon.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. I should ask him, oh boy, how did God made you, man? You, no one can say in, from a prison to rejoice. But here is a man who says, rejoice in the Lord always. And here is a lesson for us. As Christians, as children of God, rejoice in the Lord in all circumstances. In all circumstances, 4:4. In all circumstances. If you have crisis, don't cry. Tell, you sing a song. Sing the music. Mm-hmm. No, in our church we have so many problems because some of them come from Hindu background. The husbands don't cooperate sometimes. And sometimes wife doesn't cooperate because of the religion and caste system. We have caste system in India.
Mm-hmm.
But I say rejoice. That's what the Bible says. Amen. There are going to be problems for us. Because we are all humans. What I think, you know, sometimes why I think, oh boy, I have so many problems. I think this woman or this gentleman doesn't have problems. Do you think it's right? No. We all have problems, small or big. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah.
Some people cannot say, some people will not say, but we all have problems.
Right.
The common thread is, we all have problems. But Bible says, as Christians, rejoice in the Lord.
Right.
Don't murmur. Don't think Lord is not looking at you. No. He allows certain things in our life for our good.
Amen.
Glory to God. And if you're sick, if you have a long-term sick, rejoice. If you're poor, no money, it's okay. There are so many, 60% of the whole global population is under poverty line.
Right.
When I compare with them, I'm a rich man. Sometimes we murmur, oh, no? Bible says, rejoice always in the Lord. That's a lesson. Let's turn to book of Psalm, please. Psalm 3. Book of Psalm. Let's go ahead. Psalm 3. Verse 5 and 6, please. Can somebody help me to read this one? Psalm number 3, verse 5 and 6. Yes, sir. Don't wait. Come on.
The Psalm of David, when he fled from Absalom his son. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of this, my soul, there is no help for them in God's favor. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill stable. I laid me down and slept. I waited for the Lord to sustain me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Rise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people.
Amen.
Amen.
David says, in verse 5, he says, I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. Yeah. That's confidence.
Amen.
That's faith. Verse 6 says, I'll not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against round about. He doesn't fear 10,000 of soldiers, it seems. How fragile are we? Sometimes we have small problems. Back in India, some people stop coming to church if they have problem. They stop reading Bible. That tells so many things about you. Maybe your root is not grounded root. Not grounded rightly. That's why you are shaking. And here is a verse which says, "Rejoice always." David had so many problems in his life. David has so many problems. When you study the life of David, some problems are made by his own, he did by his own, some by the enemies. But the common ground is he has problems. Even David, you can imagine ourselves. And he says, "I'll not be afraid because the Lord is on my side." Amen? Yes. Let's go ahead. And I think Psalm 125, verse number 1, please. First, I should stop by 8.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. 125, 1.
"They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever."
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. This is a beautiful verse. "They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth there forever." Second verse, "As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even forever." When you hear this sound, there is always a fear, isn't it? When you hear this sound, always, what is that? What is the sound called? Horn?
It's a siren.
Yeah. Something is going to happen. No. He says, "As the mountains are around Jerusalem,
right.
Lord is around his people." No, there's a war going on between Israel and Hamas. Do you think they can destroy Jerusalem?
No.
This is a promise for the Israel from the Lord of Lords, who changeth not. The earth and sky may change, but not our Lord. People may change, politicians may change, even our countries may change, but not the Lord. And he is fighting for Jerusalem. No man can have victory over Jerusalem. On the Lord, yes. He is so protective to his people and to you and me also as his kids, children. We are so childish sometimes, I should say. We try to, our thinking is small. We think in the terms of God, in terms of us. We think God is like man. We treat him as man. No. You can imagine how his glory, his heart for us. And let's go ahead. And my time is up. Always pray for others, I will say. Let's go and see one verse. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, verse number 10, please. Let's see this and I'm done. Romans chapter 1, verse number 10, please. Can somebody help me? So verse number 9, "For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I may mention of you always in my prayers." Paul is telling us to always pray for others. Many times our prayers are selfish. We pray for ourselves always. "Lord, protect me, protect my family, protect my children, protect my wife." We are, our prayers are so I mean, you should pray for yourself, but pray for others.
Amen.
Pray for the people who are losing their lives. Mm-hmm. Pray for third world. Pray for Ebola. People who are going, you know, they, I mean, if they don't know, if they don't know the Lord, they're going to eternal hell.
Right. Amen.
We are responsible as church, as Christians, to pray for them. Pray for others. You know, we should, I mean, sometimes our prayers are self-centered. You should grow out of it. Pray for others. And the Lord knows what to give you and what time.
Right.
I have two kids, as I told you. I mean, they are kids still now. I mean, because my son is 24, my daughter is 22. But in sight of me, he's a kid.
Right.
My son doesn't ask me, give me that, give me that, give me this. No. I know what to give her when.
Amen.
Of course, he asks. But I know what he needs.
Yeah.
And your Heavenly Father knows what you need.
Amen.
You need not run after him. No, he knows. You know, as earthly parents, we try to give the best to our kids. You think about it, your Heavenly Father, he gives the best in your life. Not the cheapest one, he gives the best. He gives the best ones if you wait for his time. Sometimes we run ahead of God and crash into something. You know, there are some lives which are destroyed. You know why? Because we run ahead of God.
Right.
Or sometimes we are lazy, we don't run with him, you know. It's so let's stop here, and Lord willing, we'll continue sometime if Lord tarries. Kindly pray for our ministry back in India, and I appreciate your you know, you can go back to our you know, the table and you can sign for our prayer letter. And kindly pray for IGM too, they are trying to help the nationals back in India. We have so many problems, but we rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Thank you very much, Pastor. Thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you.